reporter. Now we're going to head to Capitol Hill to find out what's happening there. And our pal, Todd Zwillick from the Capitol Connections. How are you, Todd?
Hey, good morning. I'm all right. How are you?
So what's happening now? There were late night meetings, members of the leadership there on Capitol Hill, among others, the officials from the Bush administration. Are they any closer now to some kind of timeline on this $700 billion bailout?
They're closer. They're definitely closer. They're not there yet. That's the message you get over and over, especially from Barney Frank, the chairman of the Financial Services Committee in the House. He is he's Mr. Point Man on this. There's no question about it. So he spent a lot of time briefing the press yesterday and going in and out of meetings. So the dynamics that you have now basically are House Democrats negotiating with Senate Democrats, for the most part, probably consulting with Republicans, but not necessarily negotiating with them. And then everything that they work out has to be bounced off the administration, obviously, because it's their plan, and also they have to be the ones to sign it. So, yes, they're closer. There are some outstanding points that they haven't worked out yet.
Like?
Well, one is this issue of executive pay. The Democrats are very interested, as I'm sure you know, of having companies that sign up for any portion of this $700 billion bailout. They want them to make sure that their executives are then locked in to not having exorbitant pay or what's affectionately called a golden parachute. As long as taxpayers are on the hook, Democrats don't want CEOs, you know, having a great deal. They're having a little trouble on that one with the administration. The administration is not terribly interested. Not terribly interested in that.
Right. Isn't it curious, though, that a lot of prominent Republicans are walking away from this, saying it's like a violating sort of constitutional advice and consent sort of questions, and a lot of the Democrats seem to be negotiating on some of the hard deals and getting closer to the administration?
Well, it's true, John. I think it's interesting. On so many levels, Republicans have nothing really to gain here. That's not a partisan statement. If you look at what's happened, a lot of what Treasury wants, what the White House wants, goes against core Republican principles. It's a gigantic government intervention. It's some kind of violation of free market imperatives. And there are a lot of conservative Republicans who are not interested. That's true. Now you say walk away. We'll see how many walk away. There's a lot of people who are complaining that the principles are being violated. But this is an emergency, and when people's backs are against the wall. I talked to one Republican in the Senate yesterday who's very, very unhappy with the whole thing. And in the Senate, one senator can slow things down a lot. He can't kill it, but he can slow it way down. And he was saying all kinds of terrible things about the program and socialism. And I said, Are you gonna slow it down? He said, well, I'm probably not going to be the guy to stand in front of the freight train, not unless I have somebody with me. So,
and that certainly will unfold today. But very quickly, Secretary of Treasury Paulson and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke are on the Hill today to testify. What's your sense? Is there anxiety revolving around that very quickly?
I think it's going to be important for them to steady the troops and tell them to get this done quickly. And by the way, he's not the only one coming up. Those conservatives and the Republicans need a pep talk. Vice President is coming up this morning to give Republicans a little talking to.
Todd Zwillick, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Capitol News Connection, coming to us from Washington, D.C.
They're going to be making a call for a $700 billion bailout. What's your call?
People who've been saying repeatedly this crisis is contained are now saying, give us $700 billion or, you know, the apocalypse happens tomorrow.
That's New York Times reporter Peter Goodman. Will the apocalypse happen tomorrow? Stay tuned.
Well, we'll have to see what happens today when there's a lot of talk about this bailout package on Capitol Hill. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.